song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Their computer science careers were cut short, and the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to a Friday Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Folks, we're wide open today. We're just taking you in the weekend. We're busting out an hour of radio. Hope you enjoy it. Damon Day sitting in for Douglas Dean Duda as he is on vacation through this week. Great to have you with us again, Coach. State golf wrapped up yesterday. Congratulations, Adams Central Patriots. They take home the team championship. Congratulations. Wonderful, wonderful job, gentlemen. Also, another trophy going to Hastings St. Cecilia with the runner-up trophy. Really doesn't matter what those guys do over there. They're damn good at it. Congratulations to Hastings St. Cecilia on a runner-up finish. Lost by two shots, and anytime you're talking high school golf and two shots, that's a sick feeling because you know there was a 2.5-footer. You know that, and I'm sure every one of those golfers can say, lip out. You know, gosh, if that thing goes, we're one, you know.
Burning edges.
There you go.
One more foot. If I didn't leave it short, yeah, that's golf, though. I mean, that's one of those woulda, coulda, shouldas.
A lot of area people played. Don't have a lot of medalists in the area. Of course, Mr. Reinertsen finishing in fifth. But the one that comes to mind, I mean, Connor Lyons finishes in sixth place. Kramer Lyons. The Lions kids must be pretty darn good golfers. That's what I'm gathering from this. Finishes in 11th place, so they were four shots apart. They were up in the top 15. So look, Josh Reinertsen, fifth. Tyler Dowling from Kearney Catholic finishes in 11th. Jeremy Merman from Hastings St. Cecilia in a tie for 15th. So there's some of your medalists there. Oh, I got one more class, I believe. Am I missing Class D, Derek? I believe. Okay, down. Mitch Olson is the only area golfer, and Tanner Fowler Fowler from Bertrand behind him down a ways. Must be about 15th to 17th, those guys. So congratulations, everybody competing. That kind of wraps up the spring sports season. And
was that golf. You wouldn't think that, but they're the last.
Golf wraps it up.
Golf finishes it up.
I
remember then when I was in high school, there was like four guys that golfed. Now, because of Eldrick Tiger Woods and the boom of golf, it's amazing how many people actually go out for the team and things like that.
You think, and you can say this about Hastings, you can say this about Grand Island, say this about Kearney. Go 40 miles in either direction, and how many 18-hole golf courses can you play? When you start thinking about those numbers, it's really an astonishing amount, and I mean, and if you're talking Kearney, and this is off the top, this is totally off the top, and this one's something we talked about, but you talk about Kearney, and when you get to Grand Island, you're getting closer to York, and you're throwing great courses.
Yeah.
Kearney Country Club, Metal Arc Hills, Prairie Hills, you go Lakeside, you go Holdridge. You would probably include Indian Head and Grand Island in that 45 miles.
Yeah. And if you even got just a little, say you just go 2-hour radius.
Caro.
Yeah. If Century you go 2-hour radius from, say, the Tri-Cities, you're talking some
dozens.
Yeah, lights out golf courses. Not
dozens.
Just nice ones, but some
dozens.
Nationally recognized ones.
And
so.
then you start going to every small town that's got a 9-hole course. You just start going wherever you want to go. Yeah. I mean, everybody's got a golf course now.
Yeah.
Lots of interest in the game.
Is there any more sand green golf courses around?
You know, I believe Lawrence. Is Lawrence still a sand greens course?
I don't know.
1-888-455-3776. Somebody out there.
I want to go play one. I've never played a sand greens golf course. I sat down with a gentleman from Grant, Nebraska last weekend and got to visit with him. And he was telling me how he was the sand green champion in high school. out in Grant, and he was telling me how they put sand on the kerosene.
Sand and oil. Yeah. You would rake it, and then you would drag it. But everything was pretty straight.
Yeah.
So if you had anything over above a one putt, you weren't that good of a golfer.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of what I gather out of the whole deal.
Yeah.
From what I gather, we've got somebody. Is there a sand green golf course out there, sir?
Green golf course out there. Lawrence, Nebraska, man.
Lawrence, Nebraska. I thought Lawrence. I that's the only one I could think of. They still play it regularly, I understand.
Think they still have leagues over there.
Perfect.
There you go.
Perfect. Thanks for that information.
I did not know that.
I believe you start by the hole and you go around all the way out to the edges in a circular motion. Then you drag to your ball. But everything's relatively level and it's pretty hard, so you just kind of hammer it in the back. So, like, if you had, like, 11 putts, there's a guy here in town named Steve Krause. It was an excellent. Steve Krause, Dan Bohinski, who's well-known in the golf circles around Kearney. Those guys were amazing because they would one-putt everything.
Yep.
And anytime.
Are you a big golfer, Danny?
No. Well, I'm a big, and I golf, so yes. I'm 5'6", 310 pounds, and I'm a big New York Giant. Ding! Yes, you are.
Oh.
No, you know what? When I quit playing and started fishing again.
Yep.
I just totally, when you don't do it enough, I regress from being not good to awful.
Okay.
And it's not fun.
No. Being a bad golf, I started off the season with the shanks.
Yeah.
For some reason. And it's not fun. It's just not it's not something that I enjoy going out there and just hacking it all up. So.
I have a tough time understanding the concept of swing soft, ball go far, or swing hard, ball don't have a clue where it's going and not go far. Yeah. I don't get that. So I.
Well, the old swing at 75%, your drives will go farther.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't go on that. I go. I'm leaving next week for my biannual big fishing trip. I only fish for 1 week every 2 years.
In Canada. How far north?
24 hours from Omaha.
24 hours straight north.
Yeah, 6 hours north of Winnipeg. 38 degrees there today.
Which is lovely.
Which is nice. So, but yeah, that's my biannual. That's the only fishing I really do. I haven't found any places to fish around. I mean, there's plenty of places to fish around here, but, you know, when you're fishing for 40-inch pike and whatnot.
That kind of heightens the interest a
little
bit.
Yes, exactly. So, excited about that trip.
And you go the same group of guys?
Yeah, I go with my father-in-law and my brothers-in-law.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so a little family get together
and they like you even though you date or married their sister.
I got family all gets along great. Phenomenal family. So I'm the rookie though, so I do all the stupid things that everyone kind of laughs at.
What are you doing that you get
what's the worst? Yeah, the worst one I ever did was I caught my own jacket. I went to take that one my brother-in-law still.
It's tough to get those barbs out of that.
Yeah, and they bring it up constantly. Like, this was like 4 or 5 years ago I did this. Every time we get together or we meet somebody and they talk about the Canadian fishing trip, they always got to bring out, well, D caught his jacket. Well, thanks. Appreciate that. You know, it was one mistake. One mistake.
You know, I guess in fishing mistakes, I fish with these big slab spoons when the white bass chase the shad on top. I hooked a guy in the back of the noodle. That's right. The back of his head with an 1.5-ounce slab spoon. That hurts, and there's a lot of blood involved in that deal. It's not very much fun.
And see, I've never injured anybody else. The injury was self-inflicted on my own part. So, but looking forward to that. Always looking forward to a good time to get away and recharge the batteries and get rolling.
You know, I'm driving here today, and a lot of times I'll stop and grab a Coke, grab an iced tea, whatever. I happen to be in South Kearney, so I stop at a fast food joint, and I'll go through the drive-thru, and it's like, I just want a large iced tea, that's fine. $2.13.
Yeah.
Are you...
You got to go to the gas stations.
How?
For a soda. You got to go to the gas stations.
What's a Nestle, a jar of the stuff cost? $3, can it?
You can buy the instant mix for like $2.29. Yeah. They get you. Convenience, convenience cost.
$1.79, yep. $1.89, $2.13. It's an iced tea!
You're getting a dollar's worth of convenience.
Is that what I'm getting?
Yep, because seriously, you're not going to drive all the way to your house, mix it up, make it cold, and whatnot. See,
and I'm certainly not going to get out and walk into a convenience store for
right.
that.
Right. So this took 30 seconds, and they charged you.
All right. Maybe
they
it's worth
your
it.
Money, they upped your money for convenience.
It's not like I withdrew, you know, I said, no, thanks, I can't afford that. It's like, I guess, here you go.
Yeah, they got you. Convenience costs. You know, fast food's not great food. It's fast food.
Yeah, I've had, you know, it's like when you go to Vegas, like, I've had it with Vegas. I'm sick of paying $8 beers. You quit drinking when you're out there? Oh, no, we drank the whole time. Well, you know.
Yeah, if everybody boycotted.
They would do something about it.
They would reduce the point.
But nobody's boycotting. They just swipe a credit card.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And then they get the bill a month later, and they're like, we did what? We drank what that night? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard stories of people doing things like that.
Yeah, it's never yourself as a role model like you are. Now, I did something in a gas station today. I bought one of those five-hour energy things, thinking, I could just use a little boost today. I'm going to try this stuff. And I'm wondering, with my body mass, if I needed to do like three or four of them. Now, Derek talks, because I was kind of debating, you know. Colin Cowherd always talks about the Red Bull. Red Bull, to me, it just seems like it's like this grime on your teeth. Like, you're always like, get the sugar, get the, you know, like you want to, you know, give me a toothbrush and get it off, you know. I've never been a big fan.
No. Of the energy drinks? No.
Of the energy drinks. I just can't get into it.
It just goes to show you what marketing can do to a society of followers. We'll follow anything because somebody said it. Look at Nutrisystem. Mike Golick loses a couple pounds. Now Nutrisystem is going through the roof. You know, you always got to read the small print at the bottom of the Nutrisystem ads.
Yeah, he had a
workouts.
He had a personal trainer for two and a half hours a day.
Yeah, and
5 days
to work
a week.
Out. You just can't eat the small little cheeseburger and lose 8 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, I love the exercise in the bottle. Have you ever seen that? You can get it at gas stations as well. Exercise in a bottle. Pop two of those. It's just like an hour and a half workout. Love
yeah.
It.
That usually goes.
Yeah.
Derek says it's a placebo effect. You know, like. Oh, you're taking this stuff. It's Kool-Aid, though, and it's just in your mind that, boy, that stuff was good. I'm fired up to start my day.
I'm ready to roll.
I'm ready to roll because I have
five hours.
But then there's no drop-off, so you just continue to roll.
Just roll it, yeah. But I'm so not really, sure. It's 24-hour-a-day energy.
I'm not sure it did anything
no drop-off.
For me. I never felt that go power that I thought I was going to get. I was really disappointed.
You should probably try 4 spoonfuls of sugar.
Another $3.49 I'll never have back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go with your two. You've been
with my
$6.
$6
of your
on iced tea and
5 hour energy.
And 5 hour energy.
When you could have just went to your cupboard and slammed a couple spoonfuls of sugar and whatnot.
You know, yesterday we got on the kids and why they're not, or they're focusing on one sport or not. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. A couple of emails came in overnight. This one says it's not so much the parents. It's just the way the programs are run. You have to be like everyone else. We hit on that one yesterday, I think. And I think, yeah, you don't want to fall behind the Joneses next door. So you step up. And let's be honest, this football practice is starting for some of these kids in about 2 weeks. The NSAA can say what they want, but we have a little conditioning. Yeah, conditioning with helmets and shoulder pads. That's what everybody does conditioning with. Adam and Holder chimes in again and says, yes, the kids do play that much, talking about the video games. I have a couple employees that play Rock Band for multiple hours nearly every day. Their hour lunch break consists of 10 minutes of eat, 40 to play, 5 minutes to drive each way. I know for a fact that one of these kids can easily drop 8 hours in a single weekend day playing various video games. Parents need to get their kids interested. I don't have a problem with kids playing games. Hell, I'm a game nerd, too. But they need to be enjoyed in moderation, right? I think the fringe or recreational sports are the ones that are seeing the biggest drops, golf and bowling in particular. Interesting, although some would argue that people are bowling. Like Kelly says, video games aren't all that bad. The Nintendo Wii has interactive sports and activities to help some fitness.
Seriously. So you're going to sit there and tell me that bowling Wii is a physical activity?
I don't know, dude. I was awfully sore.
Well, yeah, you're sore, but I've done it too. But the whole Wii exercise.
They say that boxing? They say it's just, I guess they've got the dance deal. I don't know. Kids rock out to that all the time.
Maybe maybe they just get after it. Maybe I need to get after my Wii playing more.
When you do the white man dance, how much can you burn, really? You know? Right to left, left to right. Yeah, and then double time it. I mean, I don't know how fast you can go, really.
Yeah, I don't. I've never gotten after it playing Wii. That's just me. I'm just one man. But I just cannot imagine. I cannot imagine in sweating to play a video game.
Now, see, when we first got the Wii and my wife got the Guitar Hero or whatever that thing is, and then she, like, would get mad at the game. And I've said this before, like, it's really weird, like, I wake up at 3 in the morning, where's my wife? And I'd go out there, and there'd be, like, people I didn't know laying around, you know, bottles of booze on the floor. And she's like, leave us alone, I'm a rock star. And I'm like, honey, come on.
It's not just a game, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, see, you know, you got to turn the page, you know.
I don't get Guitar Hero.
Well, she get pretty good at it, and then she try and advance these next levels, and then she get competitive, and then... Pretty soon,
so you
she wouldn't go to work for weeks. We had to have talk, counseling. It was
Guitar
a mess.
Guitar Hero, what do you?
The notes come down, and you play red, yellow, double.
Okay,
you know,
it's not really like a guitar.
No, you're not playing the C chord.
Okay.
And then you hit the wham button or some. I don't really get it, but. I couldn't play, like, the easy songs, you know. Yeah. I'd get, like, 52% of the notes, and then they'd boo me off the stage.
Oh, okay.
Because you're up on a stage in front of the... And when things start going bad for you, you keep hitting the wrong notes. Boo, boo. You hear the boos?
So they taunt you.
Well, yeah, they taunt you when you're losing, and then they kick you off the stage. That's how you lose. So then you got to start over and try and get on the fans' good side.
I like that.
Well.
I like that. A little taunting, a little booing never hurts.
Well, you know, we've hit energy drinks, Red Bull, we've hit iced tea for $2.13. We're going to talk some sports after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got to do it.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
They say that in a dog-eat-dog economy, the Doberman is boss. Well then, be that Doberman instead of a whimpering toy poodle. Take a big bite out of life and get out and have some fun this summer with a new motorcycle from Carty Yamaha. Check out the entire stock of Yamaha Star Motorcycles. If you're not sure about a new Star Motorcycle, check out Carney Yamaha's huge selection of pre-owned bikes. With a motorcycle from Carney Yamaha, you can be the big dog on the road.
This is Dave Saylor, and I bought my first bike from Carney Yamaha 11 months ago. I have already put 12,000 miles on my bike. Owning a bike has added an entirely new dimension to my life.
Stop by Carney Yamaha today and see exactly how owning a motorcycle can enhance your life. So what are you waiting for? Don't be a wimp. Be the big dog and leave your worries out on the road with the new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Or choose from over 30 pre-owned bikes in stock. Get out and live life to the fullest with a motorcycle from Carney Yamaha. Open till 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays. Carney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
ESPN Radio Game of the Week.
Deep right field and gone.
The best matchups of the week, Sunday nights, starting at 6:15.
Little pitch in the air, left center field. That is deep. Looking up. Goodbye.
On ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Up
upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency train model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Sunshine develops across the area today with an isolated chance for a shower storm late in the day with highs around 86. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low at 57. Variable winds of 5 to 10 on the way to the mid-80s with sunshine Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
This is good.
A little Karate Kid coming at you.
It gets you fired up for the weekend.
That's right, Trent. Trent out there for the Dent Popper inbox sent us, you've got to be kidding me. I'm not kidding about this. Was at Walgreens this a.m. at 5 o'clock and grabbed a 5-hour energy. I haven't drank it yet. Don't expect big things, Trent. That's all I can tell you. And if your results are vastly different than mine, I am a beefy man. I'll be fair and honest about that. Go ahead and tell me I need two or three of them, and I will try.
Is there a portion size on there?
No, it doesn't say anything about portion size. You know what? You don't need portion size with Dynagrill. You just call 1-800-652-92. They're going to give you the right product for the right placement because, hey, what works around Broken Bow doesn't necessarily work in Hall County. What works in Hall County doesn't work by Oxford. Let's be honest. That's why they've got dealers in different areas for you. 1-800-652-9298. These people know what goes right in your area. They have the right product placement for your farming operation. In the end, that results in, that's right, maximize profit for your operation. Isn't that what we're all after? Quality is not just a word of Dynagrill. Check out the YieldGuard VT Triple, the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system, the Roundup Ready Soybeans as well, all at Dynagrill, 1-800-652-9298. Damon, you got the baseball brackets going on. You got the Women's College World Series starting last night.
I don't understand. I don't know a lot about softball, and I know people compare baseball to softball, but they're similar, but they're not really the same. Just kind of different. I just enjoy watching postseason athletics. I enjoy watching all sorts of college sports. I enjoy watching. But I think postseason, you really enjoy college sports the most when you watch in postseason.
Well, it's the best.
Can you imagine a football playoff? I mean, I know we're not going to get on that yet because, I mean, it would be a cakewalk for the Irish this year just to roll right on through that.
See,
Did you see Brady Quinn last night?
What did he do?
He brought luck to the Cavs. Brady Quinn's in the building. Cavaliers win. Just going to show you where the Browns are headed. I cannot guest host for 2 days and not bring up the Browns.
You've been a big Brady Quinn fan since day one over Derek Anderson, who I've really liked.
I was excited when Cutler for Quinn. I was like, good, I'll buy Denver Broncos season tickets then. We'll just drive the 5 hours every weekend. But
Damon, you bring up Notre Dame. Have you heard Colin Cowherd's whole theory on Notre Dame this year?
I try my hardest not to listen to that.
I know a lot of people try that. I try that myself at times. But he's gone over the last couple of years and looked at the teams at the end of the year, the top 25, and has broken down the offensive lines and basically has come up with a formula that the teams with offensive lines that have the most combined starting games almost always end up in the top 25. And he says this year Notre Dame will end up in the top 10. Mark his words.
I love that. That guy's one of the smartest radio minds that we have. I mean, if there was more Colin Cowherds on the radio, then, amen to that, brother.
How long have you followed the Irish?
Oh, God.
Little boy?
Yeah.
I mean,
little man.
Parents all into it?
No.
No?
No. My dad was. My dad and I was. But see, in Indiana, they play all the replays on Sunday mornings. So you used to watch the greats, Alan Pinkett, Frank Stams, Michael Stonebreaker. You used to watch the game on Saturday and Sunday.
So the last few years have been rough. I mean, the Willingham era was rough, and the start to Charlie Weiss has not been, let's be honest, it has not been.
I mean.
You expect a turnaround with the recruiting class and stuff this year?
I don't know about the whole recruiting class and whatnot. I just know it's fun being a Notre Dame fan. Their games are fun to go to. It's so much more of a weekend thing than just a football game. I mean, I know everybody in Husker land, we were there in, you know.
Well, it's fun to go to Notre, if you're in Nebraska, because you got to see all your friends at Notre Dame.
Yeah. But you always get the old Nebraska, you know, oh, Notre Dame, they all sold their tickets, this, that, you know, they did. Well, if you're someone giving me $1,500 for a ticket, I'd go down to the, I'd sell my ticket and go down to the linebacker and watch it there type of thing. So,
is that where you go? Is that the barn?
Oh, there's a couple. I haven't, just rumor has it that those are some of the funner places to
linebacker.
Go. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I only went to college 2.5 away, and one of my good buddies went to Notre Dame, so it was a good time. Love Notre Dame football. Enjoy it.
All right, so we're back to, you get the Brady Quinn out of your system, and yep. We're back.
I got
to
my Brady Quinn reference.
We're back to the postseason.
Yep.
And you follow the bracket. I mean, you follow as much as you can with, you've got other stuff going
you
on.
You read the magazines. You read a lot of things, and I'm going to go with what everybody else in the nation says. Virginia versus San Diego State's the game. I mean, that's the opening round game that I think everybody's going to talk about. You know, Strasburg. What is he, the whack pitcher of the
decade?
Is it Big West? One of the two smaller conferences going up against one of the best teams in the ACC.
He's the overall number one draft pick, pretty much undoubtedly.
Yeah, 95-98.
He's a Blake Griffin of the baseball draft.
Yes, that's
one,
great.
Been clocked at 101.
Yep.
Several times.
So I'm interested to see that one. I mean, that's something that you would try to find on cable somewhere, somehow. If you're a college baseball fan, that's the game. Because I think Virginia is going to do some things against them. I may be completely off base, but
it's weird that they send Virginia across the country, being the ACC champ,
tournament champ, and a lot of the seedings are based more on regular season per se than what they did in their conference tournament. I was, you know,
shocked that Oklahoma State got in, like everybody else.
I know people close to the – I shouldn't say I know people, but I happened to be in Oklahoma the weekend before the regionals were announced, recruiting at the Division II Junior College Division II World Series. Former pitching coach of UNK, McCook grad, and Marcus Clapp is the pitching coach for Scottsdale. They go for the title today.
Oh!
Yeah, so he's done a phenomenal job. Out there, so very proud of Marcus and what he's been able to
do. You would have loved to have kept Marcus around here, had money and stuff permitted. I think.
Oh, without a doubt. Unfortunately, I think Coach Clapp likes Phoenix. I think he enjoys the weather of Phoenix more than anything, but no, we would have loved to have kept him, but that's been something. He wants to be a Division I coach, and that's something that is going to help him out and with the success that they're having down there, so good luck to him. But we were in Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State didn't even practice last week going into the regionals. So I think even them, they had a bit of a surprise in that part of the country of, oh, wow, we did get both of our schools in type of thing. And, you know, you got to go to RPI. It's so tough because it's not so cut and dry as certain types of things. And baseball is always a different type of game because it's always based upon starting pitching. And if you look at Oklahoma State starting pitching over maybe somebody else that they were up against on the bubble, you're probably going to want to see Oklahoma State starting pitching in there rather than somebody who got bumped from it. So always a fun time of year to watch, though.
You know, these 2-3 matchups, when you finally advance and you guys finally got out of the RMAC tournament 2 years ago and advanced to the regional, how the newness, do you have to be there before and have some kids have that experience?
You have to have starting pitching.
It don't matter.
You'll go as far as your pitching will take you. If your young people step up pitching-wise and do some things, you're going to win some ball games. If you notice in a regional when the upsets come or good runs come, I mean, Fresno State, they didn't really bang their way to it. They didn't have to put up 15, 18 runs. They got great pitching, played great defense. And the more that you can keep a team close, and that's why pitching is so important, the more that you can keep a team close, the more you start to believe, hey, we can beat these guys.
Well, with the aluminum bat, certainly different than if you're behind 5-6-0 in a Major League Baseball game with a wooden bat, much different than
being... We're saving our pen, let this guy ride a little bit, eat some innings. But, yeah, you're exactly right. With the aluminum bat, a 5-inning, you know, you're a couple big hits, couple big plays away from giving up a 4-spot pretty readily. And so that's what makes the college game great to some extent, because I think if you put wood in college hitters' hands, I don't think college baseball would.
How many of your players are going to Northwoods League and playing summer baseball?
Oh, they're all playing summer baseball just at different levels. It just kind of depends on where our kids are at. Blake Cover actually last night opened up with St. Cloud up in the Northwoods League.
As far as leagues go in the summer, Cape Cod would be number one.
Yep.
I mean, if you're Alex Gordon on your way up, you go to Cape Cod.
Yep.
If you're Northwoods, number two.
Yep. Alaska's probably three, and then after that, it just kind of scatters to all different parts of the country. But Northwoods probably is definitely the number two summer league in the country.
Now, how many games are you trying to get?
They get 68. They play 68 games.
They're getting after it. Yes. I mean, it's every day in, day out. They're playing baseball.
Yep. So.
And obviously, the opportunity to go, they invite you to go?
Yes.
Or you petition to get some kids? Or?
No, you make calls. You try to, you work your guy. I mean, you try to sell your guy to them, but it's strictly chosen on whatnot.
Who they think can compete at that level.
Yeah.
So it's quite an honor for a Division II kid.
Yeah. Because we had Ryan Roble in 08, or excuse me, in 07, Ryan Sheldon in 08, and then now Blake Cover here in 09. So it's pretty big deal for us as a Division II program to get some of our kids up there and get that exposure.
Is that kind of like the hockey here? They live with host families?
Yeah, they live with host families, and it's a great experience. And so we're real proud of Blake getting up there and doing that type of thing.
Well, I think just every day facing that quality, obviously, Blake, one of the better players, I mean, with the recognition he found.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And that's what's fun. It's funny, he started second base last night. I think he's going to start in left field tonight because of the NCAA regional. All these teams are waiting. You know, Coach Clapp is actually, Marcus Clapp is actually the field manager for St. Cloud. And John Olson, the head coach at McCook, is the assistant coach. So Coach Olson's actually running the team in St. Cloud because Coach Clapp is down in Oklahoma with his team. So they're not only waiting for other players to show up after the regionals, they're waiting for their coach to show up. So it's kind of funny here in the early part, you look at some lineup cards and you'll see different types of things.
You go to Enid, Oklahoma, is that where you were?
Yep, that's where we were at.
And that's a junior college.
Yep, Division II, NJCAA World Series. Division I is out in Grand Junction. Division II is down in Enid, Oklahoma.
And playing for the champion is Scottsdale Community?
Versus Parkland, Illinois.
Parkland, Illinois. Right.
Parkland beat my alma mater last night, Kankakee Community College. That's where I went to junior college in Illinois.
Just we got one game or they play us?
Scottsdale's got to win twice, I think.
Ooh, so they're behind the eight ball a little bit to start off with. But
the way the tournament sets up, I think they're going with their 2-3 today. So crazier stuff could happen.
You bet. We'll take a short break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you are about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Daddy Show. Pity.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. It's great. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. Try Stamps.com today. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Here's what I love about Stamps.com. You don't have to go to the post office. Long waits, tedious. No need to lease or buy an expensive postage meter. What a waste. Go to Stamps.com today. It'll save you time. It'll save you money. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. And with my special offer, you have nothing to lose. For a no-risk trial and a $100 bonus offer, go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Then type in my name, Colin. That's Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Sunshine develops across the area today with an isolated chance for a shower or storm late in the day with highs around 86. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low at 57. Variable winds at 5 to 10 on the way to the mid-80s with sunshine Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Some Kid Rock for you. Oh, it's not Kid Rock? Oh. Come on, man. I thought it was Kid Rock.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, Lynyrd, yeah, whoever that guy is.
Well, that's good because I was about to say CCR.
Yeah.
Shows you my rock band knowledge.
Top 8 national seeds. You like him? I mean, if you can't follow it close enough to develop rooting interest for a team. I mean, if you're in big
UC Irvine.
Anteaters?
Yeah, that's always that's always an interesting one because the coach of UC Irvine is now the coach of Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah.
So he's got two teams.
And both national seeds. So yes. Both filling that up. A lot of people, Irvine wins that conference, and then they're not rewarded. Cal State Fullerton's rewarded for playing a tougher schedule.
Right. So that's what it's all about in college baseball, schedule. I mean, RPI is important in all sports, but, you can look at some teams, and they're like 35 and 22, and you're like, God. These guys aren't that good. And then you look, well, they went to a tournament in Texas, and then they went out to Cal State Fullerton. And
Stanford beat them 3. Cal State Fullerton beat them 3. Texas beat them 4.
Right.
Okay.
I think they're going to be okay, so.
Texas beat them 4 and 3 or more one-run games. Okay, yeah, they might have on a different night.
That's the thing about being in the state of the College World Series where it's hosted. I think that's the one thing the World Herald and a lot of even, all media outlets do a great job of informing the fans of Nebraska about the teams that are coming in. You don't just kind of show up at the yard and be like, who are these guys? I mean, they do a good job in the World Herald. They do a job with the media.
Why, though, at the time in college football? I would say going in, yeah, some team can kind of come out of nowhere. But I would say going into this year, off the top of my head, it's going to be Texas, Oklahoma, Big 12. It's going to be Alabama, USC. You've got about 8 teams.
Yeah.
None of these top national seeds have won this deal since 2003 when Rice did it.
Right.
None of these top 8 seeds.
Right.
What,
baseball.
The disparity is so spread out. There's that much talent out there. Or people lose that much every year or what?
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't say talent. If you look at how come these schools are always seeming to be in the top 8, and let's face it, you rarely get – you get some changeover in who's going to the CWS, but it's usually the usual suspects. Now, granted, Fresno State, Oregon State's made a big run. They're back in it this year after a year hiatus, and they're down in Fort Worth, So Oregon State's back at it. But if you look at all the teams –
Texas, there. Fullerton, there.
Yep.
LSU, there. North Carolina have –
it's new. North Carolina's been relatively new the last 4 or 5 years, but Coach Fox is...
But a mainstay. They've been there every year. It's not like they show up every third year. They've been there. Arizona State, Pat Murphy, making some noise, whether you like the guy or not.
Right.
Make a little ruckus down there. UC Irvine, the Anteaters.
New, relatively, to the college. I mean, shouldn't say new, but, they've...
Oklahoma, Sonny Galloway. Like what he's been able to do there?
Yeah.
Surprised by that?
No. I mean, it's Oklahoma. I mean, they got talent galore and things like that. Florida, tons of talent. Look at all the, number one seeds, Georgia, Tech. They're always used to it. TCU's kind of different, but they're from Texas. Texas, Florida, Arizona State, Clemson. Another great.
I remember Clemson being down there, Khalil Green.
Yep.
That was a big, and that's when I believe the draft was like on Tuesday.
Yep.
They played some games, and then
these guys found out that they were drafted.
And your top 3, you're okay, Khalil Green with the 3rd pick overall. The Padres select Khalil Green. Where's his? That was a crap way to do it because. Right. Hey, we got a phone call. Jerry joins us from Kearney. Jerry, what's going on today?
Hey, Danny, what's happening?
Oh, not too much. Just rolling into the weekend.
All righty. I was just going to talk about, you know, kids playing one sport. A few years ago, I went down and watched my grandson play football at Tampa, 9-year-old. They play 24 games in a year. They played 8 games a month off, 8 games a month off, 8 games, and then an all-star game. I'm watching a 9-year-old quarterback reading the defense and using hand signals to his receivers, running backs, tight ends, fullbacks. I'm going, you got to be kidding.
You think that's a little over the top? Why? What's wrong with you?
I said, these guys get burnt out. Said, no, this is the way you got to do it. Wow.
Well, and then I think it doesn't only just, you know, it just seems to be filtering all over that one sport mentality. I don't get it. I like to see the kids out playing all the sports.
I think they get burnt out. You know, that's the only thing that bothered me is, you know, not just playing one sport, you could get burnt out by it. And you're just using one repetition of muscles all the time instead of playing a different sport, which uses different muscles.
Fair enough. Thanks for the phone call today on the Doug and Dennis Show, 1-888-455-3776. Yeah, back to yesterday's conversation. I don't know
that
what
was a hot button topic. I was in Sun Mart yesterday, and someone asked me about it. I was like, well,
I just think you're more well rounded. You have different. I think the different muscle groups is good. When you play baseball all summer and you start football, total different set of muscles. Total different. I mean, you start basketball, total different set of muscles after football. I mean, I don't know if they get burnt out. I don't know. We never did this, but I can't imagine growing up and telling my dad I wasn't going to play baseball. Because I think my dad would have probably said something differently.
Your dad would have said the same thing my dad would have said is, yes, you are. And you would have turned around and walked out the door and said, okay.
I'm in, guys.
Yeah, I mean.
Thought you just quit. No, I'm in. I'm back.
Yeah, Coach, I don't know if I really want to do this. Have you talked to your father? No, I'm going to tell him after I tell you. Okay. You show up the next day. I'm back. Well, I figured as much because, I mean, that's just how it was with my pops was, you know, you're going to play because I don't want you around the house that much.
Yeah.
So go figure it out.
And then my dad, if you want to quit, that's fine. Well, I'm coaching you. Now you're playing. You know.
Or if you want to quit, go get a job. They're always looking for detasslers.
The kids, do they all have jobs? I don't know. That's something else. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe the economic times are just, Derek said when you turn 4 and a half, you get a job now.
Yeah.
Derek said that earlier. 4 and a half, you just.
Hey, you got to get a job at 4 and a half if you want to retire by the time you're, what, 60?
If you're detasseling at 4 and a half, it's a long, hard life, son. And I'm sorry.
I'm already reading how-to books to my son so he can get that job. Actually, no. I never had a job until. I mean, I had odds and end job type of thing, but I didn't have, like, an actual job. Mowing some greens and whatnot, but nothing.
Hey, before we get to this break, I got to inform you people out there, if you're heading to the lake, if you're heading to the golf course, Troutman's, they've got the snack sticks for you. Stick them in the golf bag, tackle box. They've got the grills for you. Check out the new pellet grill. Awesome, awesome invention. Kerry speaks very, very highly of this. Also, don't forget, they'll vacuum seal any of your steaks, any of your burgers, any of your bacon. Did I mention the bacon? I've tried it several times. I'm a huge fan. By the way, fresh jalapeno brats going on. Troutman's Quality Meats. It's out there on East Highway 30. Check them out. Cross from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Troutman's Quality Meats is where it's at, people. Check out the bacon today. Try the baked beans as well. Kerry's waiting for you. Check them out at Troutman's today. We'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You have to meet with clients and colleagues, but business travel is a profitability killer. Airline ticket, cab, hotel, tips, meals, ticket alone, $300. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting.com, $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. You can host 5 meetings or 5,000 for $49 a month. It's the award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just a click, you can host sales presentations, training sessions, product demonstrations, or collaborative sessions from your desk. No more flying, no more leaving town. The tips alone on a travel trip cost you more than GoToMeeting.com. My listeners in the herd get it free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. How? Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Promo code Colin.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, my name's Eric. I've been a Storm fan since day one. Being a season ticket holder is a good experience. I've been to enough games that I finally decided, you know what, I just need to buy season tickets. And that way I always had a seat, plus there's always some great benefits that come with being a season ticket holder. Living here in Nebraska, you know, you got to be a big Husker fan, but, you know, there's something to be said about being a big hockey fan.
Season tickets as low as $10 per game. Order by June 15th. Visit stormhockey.com. Presented by Viero.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Sunshine develops across the area today with an isolated chance for a shower storm late in the day with highs around 86. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low at 57. Variable winds of 5 to 10 on the way to the mid-80s with sunshine Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Ah, back Doug and Daddy Show, taking you home for the weekend here, leading up to lunchtime. Chicken Coop is where it's at. Don't forget the new homestyle lunch specials. Why would you go anywhere else for lunch? The hot beef sandwich, the chicken fried steak, or chicken fried chicken all await you. Plus, a serve with, that's right, mashed potatoes, gravy, and a dinner roll. Also, check out the Major League Baseball package. Coop has all the games all season long. Watch them from every seat in the house. Not interested in one of those lunch specials? The Coop's burgers are fabulous. Onion seasoned patties topped with lettuce, tomato, pickle, toasted Kaiser bun, fries, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans await you. Mushroom burger, patty melt, totally jack burger, or the bacon burger. That's where it's at. The Chicken Coop, conveniently located for you. Kearney and Grand Island, both downtown locations. Check out the Chicken Coop. Great appetizer to start your meal off right as well. Go back to the email. Dave chimes in and says, Callaway also has sand grains. Did not know that. Land of the Bears. So we've got Lawrence and Callaway, I believe. Another email. There's a sand green course in Dannebrog, Nebraska. They have a big bullpen open tournament that attracts a lot of golfers. The bullpen is because one of the holes has a partial metal ring around it to keep the cows off the sand.
I would love to call my brother in Cleveland, Ohio, and tell him to come play in the bullpen open and watch out for livestock.
Thanks, Deke. Appreciate that. Dannebrog. Lawrence Callaway. Derek, you got that down on your list?
There you go.
Three sand greens for your golfing pleasure. Ken chimes in and says, thought I would slip in an email while Serpent Tongue is out of town. Damon rocks. He knows football. Go Irish.
I'm telling you, we're going to start an hour. I'm going to talk to the people here at ESPN. We're just going to start an hour of Irish football. Call it the Brady Quinn Hour. Where people can just call in and just gush over the Irish. Because in Nebraska, you can't do that. It's just like a freeing moment.
I didn't mind Brady Quinn games when he played because they always show his sister.
Oh, geez. Here you go. A.J. Hawk's going to eat you for lunch.
Yeah.
He may.
And A.J. Hawk is somebody
that can catch. Can you imagine the pickup games in 10, 15 years with their kids? And, hey, let's go out back and play some football.
No, thanks. I don't want part of that.
No part.
It's a different beast.
It'd just be like Wedding Crashers.
Crab cakes and football. Yeah. There you go. That's what Maryland does.
Yeah.
That's what Maryland does.
Every time I hear that, I laugh because I never think of Maryland as a great football
state. No, it's not.
Crab cakes, I definitely would think so. But as far as football.
I think of Todd making that painting. And, you know, the kid with his handkerchief, tying him to the bed.
There's supposed to be a new movie that my players were talking about, The Hangover
Mike Tyson's in that.
From the same directors or whatnot as Wedding Crashers or whatnot.
So. You know, of all the freakishly weird stuff that Mike Tyson, you know, and we laugh about Mike Tyson. His daughter, 4 years old.
That's a shame. They had a big
accident on a treadmill with.
They were talking about it today. If you go to MSN.com, they had a big special about that's not as she tripped or she got her
cord.
Cord. She got a piece of clothing caught in the treadmill, and basically it. So, but they were talking about how that's like a big safety issue. Good thing I don't exercise at home.
Yeah,
you know,
another reason to get you. Terrible deal for.
It is a shame.
Definitely
is a shame.
What's going on this weekend? You big plans?
Yeah, I'm taking my wife to Kansas City for the weekend.
Ooh, you gonna see Granky on Sunday?
Yep. Nope. We're gonna go see Saturday's game. Yep. Saturday night we're gonna go down to the all the restaurants and
Plaza.
Shop.
Yeah, there
do
you
all
go.
That good stuff.
So many great restaurants.
My wife got the weekend planned for me, so we're going to go out to dinner and going to go catch the Royals at the new Kauffman Stadium. Haven't seen it, so I'm excited. I've heard tremendous things about it.
Check out that outfield experience.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
I'm going to take in the Johnson Lakes about the third annual walleye tournament there.
The Walleye Derby?
Yeah, we're going to try a little walleye action.
Who's your partner?
My buddy Buck.
All right.
Andy Bertrand. Otherwise known as Buck, otherwise known as Pink, otherwise known as a lot of things.
Who's your guys' competition?
About 61 other chumps.
Yeah. That's
it. Probably beat us down. We'll probably finish middle of the pack like we did last year. But, hey, we have a good time doing it. So.
That's a defeatist attitude. I think you go into it like you can win it. Fake it till you make it, Daddy.
We want to thank everybody out there for paying $2.13 for an iced tea. We want to thank everybody for ordering 5-Hour Energy. It's great for you. And I want to thank Dave and Dave for joining us the last 2 days on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, on Monday, Doug is back in studio. Look forward to getting a report from how vacation went. We'll see you on Monday at the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game on!